I'm Greg Yoder for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the heightened persecution that often surrounds Christmas, four Iranian Christians are facing the perils of court. Their crime? A life lived for Jesus. And there's no better time to plan for a short-term mission trip than the beginning of the new year. Stay tuned for opportunities to go in 2018. Earlier this month, authorities in Karaj, Iran, disrupted a house church gathering and arrested four men. But so far, no charges have been brought against them. Miles Windsor with Middle East Concern says since the arrest, the whereabouts of these four men aren't known.
In this case, they have been able to contact their families just to say that they are okay, that they're well. But their whereabouts tend to become disclosed over time, especially as charges are filed against them and proceedings start in terms of court hearings. It's usually initially a period of interrogation at this stage. Usually they'll be called upon to give away more information on other house churches and other Christian leaders. And so it's a difficult time.
The church in Iran is growing rapidly despite heavy persecution. While we wait to hear if any charges will be brought against the four men, please pray.
Obviously, we would ask for prayer that there are no charges filed against them, that they'll be released without charge and unconditionally, that they'll be able to return to their families. So do be praying for them, that they would remain strong in very, very trying and unpleasant situations.
You can read more about this case and how to pray in the full story at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, God's opening doors to ministry in a particularly harsh part of the world. Helen Williams with World Missionary Press says they're excited to announce a new contact in Ethiopia is making a way for them to reach his nation and the troubled Horn of Africa.
This is a region of the world where there seems to always be conflict, and as the more radical groups are active in that region and the resistance to what they see as the Western Christianity rises, there's going to be more conflict. And yet, we have seen that when what seems to be conflict, the Lord opens a door. He makes a way.
World Missionary Press is sending a shipment of scripture booklets that are expected to reach a million or more people with the gospel. But why should you care that the gospel goes into a place plagued by terrorism, persecution, famine, and political instability? Well, because it brings transformation.
There's nothing else that can touch a heart as much as seeing people change because of the word and the change that God makes in the heart.
World Missionary Press is thrilled that God's called them to be a part of this project. You can be a part of it too. Learn more at missionnews.org. And the new year's coming up fast, and with it, plenty of opportunities for you to get involved in global missions. Ken Ivins of AMG International says he just might have a trip for you.
We take resources. We take sometimes financing, some money for the team. We step alongside the nationals, and we enable them to do something they can't do by themselves because we have a larger number of people. Or we are able to build relationships and just encourage them and just build them up in the faith and just remind them they're not alone in their ministry.
Sometimes it's easy to stick with what's comfortable, but as you plan your New Year's resolutions, consider getting your hands dirty.
When you get your feet on the ground, when you're holding the hand of a little child who's looking up at you, and you're having the opportunity to share the gospel with kids, share Christ with them through your actions and your words, when you have the opportunity to go shoulder to shoulder with a national who's seeking to reach their people for Jesus Christ, all the difficulties, all the hardships just aren't anything.
It's not too late to sign up for one of the specialized trips leaving next year.
If you want to see your life changed and challenged and transformed, and you want to see your life used to transform the lives of others, then I would say one of these opportunities is one of the greatest things you could possibly take.
More details at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In My Father's House by Ruth Danica Erdell was originally written as a discipleship tool for Russian-speaking women. But this month, Slava Gospel Association is sharing these stories for free because they were written by a woman for a woman to help you in your faith walk. Get your free copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.